The White House has denounced Cuba's re-election to the UN's Human Rights Commission. Bush administration officials say it is like choosing a robber to protect a bank. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the vote to seat Cuba on the panel was an inappropriate action because of human rights.
Cuba does not deserve a seat on the Human Rights Commission. Cuba deserves to be investigated by the Human Rights Commission.
He says America is making its displeasure known at the UN, but acknowledges the vote cannot be reversed.
We deplore the action. We will speak out against the action. But this is an action that's taken by the United Nations through their Economic and Social Committee. That was where the vote took place to re-elect Cuba to the commission. The action has been taken.
Mr. Fleischer was asked if the Bush administration would consider withdrawing from the Human Rights Commission to protest.
But we believe by being a part of the Human Rights Commission, we can work from the inside as well as from the outside to effect positive change. But it certainly does raise eyebrows and raise questions about the United Nations Human Rights Commission's commitment to human rights.
Mr. Fleischer noted the UN action followed a Cuban crackdown on dissent. At least 75 prominent political activists were rounded up in March and sentenced to up to 28 years in prison on charges including subversion and treason. Earlier this month, the Cuban government executed three men who tried to hijack a ferry to the United States. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.